Today's StreamGlobe devotional is titled, Receive One Another, Part 2. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from Romans 15:7. Receive one another then, just as Christ also received you, to God's glory. I have just read from the New English Translation. Remy wondered why most of the people he tried to disciple were not growing spiritually. He began to feel like a failure in ministry because he knew a large part of his calling was to disciple people, but he was struggling with this. He observed that Mr. Wellington, on the other hand, had a great track record of discipling even the most notorious sinners who became believers. After years of struggle, Remy humbled himself and decided to ask Mr. Wellington about the secret to his success in discipling so many people. After they discussed for some time, Mr. Wellington revealed that his secret was faith. He explained that even though many of the young men he discipled had been really bad, he discipled them in faith, seeing them as saints, even though they were not yet behaving like saints. He said he had high expectations of them, and they knew it. He prayed for them daily and refused to see them as they were, but instead saw them as Christ saw them. Mr. Wellington's key was that he received new believers the way Christ received them. Though he was aware of their issues, he focused on who they were becoming in Christ. Faith is a very powerful thing. If you believe someone is evil and will do wrong to you, it might be to you according to your faith. Conversely, if, because of God's word, you believe someone is good and will be a blessing, it will be to you according to your faith. If you disciple people but expect the worst from them, you won't succeed because you lack the faith necessary to disciple them. Go into today remembering that if you receive your brethren the way Christ receives us, you will ultimately see their most beautiful side and have a fruitful relationship with them. Prayer. Lord Jesus, help me see your brethren the way you see us. Help me to please you in all things and be fruitful in every good work. Amen. If you have not yet accepted Christ as your Lord but wish to be saved, let's pray this prayer together. Hand over the ownership and government of your life to Christ today by confessing with your mouth that Jesus is Lord. You can say this prayer. Lord Jesus, I acknowledge today that I am a sinner. I ask you to save me and give me your Spirit. I confess that you are Lord, and I believe that you died for me and resurrected on the third day for my salvation. Thank you, Father, for receiving me into your glorious family. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from Proverbs 22. This Bible reading plan is continuous. If, for example, you begin with us today, by this time next year, you will have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The reading comes up next, Proverbs 22.
A good name is more desirable than great riches. To be esteemed is better than silver or gold. Rich and poor have this in common. The Lord is the maker of them all. The prudent see danger and take refuge, but the simple keep going and pay the penalty. Humility is the fear of the Lord. Its wages are riches and honor and life. In the paths of the wicked are snares and pitfalls, but those who would preserve their life stay far from them. Start children off on the way they should go, and even when they are old, they will not turn from it. The rich rule over the poor, and the borrower is slave to the lender. Those who sow injustice reap calamity, and the rod they wield in fury will be broken. The generous will themselves be blessed, for they share their food with the poor. Drive out the mocker and out goes strife. Quarrels and insults are ended. One who loves a pure heart and who speaks with grace will have the king for a friend. The eyes of the Lord keep watch over knowledge, but he frustrates the words of the unfaithful. The sluggard says,
"There's a lion outside. I'll be killed in the public square."
The mouth of an adulterous woman is a deep pit, A man who is under the Lord's wrath falls into it. Folly is bound up in the heart of a child, but the rod of discipline will drive it far away. Those who oppress the poor to increase their wealth, and those who give gifts to the rich, both come to poverty. Pay attention and turn your ear to the sayings of the wise. Apply your heart to what I teach, for it is pleasing when you keep them in your heart and have all of them ready on your lips. So that your trust may be in the Lord, I teach you today, even you. Have I not written 30 sayings for you, sayings of counsel and knowledge, teaching you to be honest and to speak the truth, so that you bring back truthful reports to those you serve?
Do not exploit the poor because they are poor, and do not crush the needy in court, for the Lord will take up their case and will exact life for life.
Do not make friends with the hot-tempered. Do not associate with those who are easily angered, or you may learn their ways and get yourself ensnared.
Do not be one who shakes hands in pledge or puts up security for debts. If you lack the means to pay, your very bed will be snatched from under you.
Do not move an ancient boundary stone set up by your ancestors.
Do you see those who are skilled in their work? They will serve before kings. They will not serve before officials of low rank.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, visit our website at streamglobe.org.
We invite you to tune into our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.